Hello, NBC. This is Munich calling. Max Jordan is your speaker.
I'm speaking to you this morning. It is only 12:30 o'clock noon here this moment from the airport of the city of Munich. Our listeners know this city, I'm sure. The capital of Bavaria, the center of German art, and lest you forget, the paradise of all beer lovers. But today, Munich is more than all that. Overnight, the eyes of the world were fixed on this city, which has been chosen as the meeting place of the heads of state of Great Britain, France, Italy, and Germany. And to correct myself, that this band was, except for Chancellor Hitler, the other three members of the party that has joined up here today are not heads of state, but prime ministers of their government. In effect, however, it's almost the same. As I was saying, Munich has been chosen as their meeting ground. This morning at 10:50 local time, Chancellor Hitler's special train was pulled into the main station here. I was standing right in front of the pile of coach where Hitler had traveled with Mussolini. The Führer had gone down to the border last night to meet the Duce personally, and obviously had engaged in preliminary conversations with him. Both Hitler and Mussolini stepped from the train smiling. Mussolini looked tanned and vigorous. Hitler rather pale. And very daring, the Prussian premier had met both statesmen and led them to the exit of the station. Hitler then drove with his Italian guest to a Canciano. The Italian foreign minister was with his father-in-law. Hitler and Mussolini drove down the main street of Munich, the base palace where the Italian delegation would be accommodated during their stay here. About an hour after Mussolini had arrived, Premier Daladier's plane landed from France on the airport here, and Prime Minister Chamberlain's message came down on German territory only about 20 minutes later. Both these statesmen were received by Baron von Ribbentrop and immediately escorted to their hotels in special cars, the streets lined with cheering crowds and between a sea of flags. Among them, quite a few Union Jacks and French scholars. There's not much known at this moment about the program of the day. Chancellor Hitler will meet the three statesmen in the Führer House, which is the leader's palace, the headquarters of the National Socialist Party in the city, about this time. And they will have their first informal conversation probably over a luncheon table. All of the afternoon will be taken up by further meetings, which I expect it to come to a close before the day is over. For information is coming from all quarters to the effect that this conference is not to be drawn out very long. If possible, everybody hopes to reach some sort of an agreement before tonight, at the very latest tomorrow. The meetings are to be held in strict secrecy. No public has been admitted. Not even the newspaper correspondents have been allowed so far to come into proximity of the meeting place itself. However, we're going to try to secure coverage on the events of this day. The newspapers here this morning, that is, the papers all over Germany, as a matter of fact, seem to agree with writers in both England and France, and also with those in Italy, to the effect that one should be cautious in appraising the possible chances of this gathering, and one should not be over-optimistic with regard to its results. However, time has been gained. There's a golden star, and there was a feeling of general relief all over Europe last night when the news came through from the various capitals that this meeting was to be held today, shortly before the time had elapsed. The time set by Chancellor Hitler as of October 1st for a final decision to be reached on the sedition German question of Czechoslovakia. I will now conclude the first broadcast addressed to NBC listeners from the airport of Munich, where we had to take our cars and rush down to the studio where further reports are awaiting us. In a little while, we shall give you our second broadcast from Munich, specially arranged for NBC by the right one from Czechoslovakia. The speaker was Max Jordan, and I now return you to the national broadcasting company.